You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
Let's talk about unorthodox team building in an age of working remote. So if you have team members right now that are working remote or are doing a partial remote, how are you building teams and keeping new team members engaged? Because, you know, let's face it, orientation in a new job is one of the things that people really look forward to. And, you know, in a world where we're not with each other in the office, you have to think about there are things that are not, there's not an ability to do certain things because everything is being done virtually. And honestly, you know, team building exercises in the workplace have always been somewhat of a challenge because of people's schedules, people being off. But let's face it, we are facing a lot of new challenges in this complicated era of distributed work in a way that we don't know who's doing what at times, and the fact that we aren't all in the same location. And I, for one, will tell you working from home for the past year is very lonely. So there's no social bonding or, you know, cheering people on. And we almost become a little bit of disengaged. Now, I have had some colleagues tell me that their productivity has actually increased during the pandemic. But that comes with making sure that your team has technology, you know, and can work the hours that you are expecting in light of other responsibilities. But, you know, are you doing check-ins with your team? You know, are you actually getting on a screen and looking at someone at the time that's best for them to actually go over the work and you know, not just for fun, but actually having time that you can discuss the workload or challenges that people are facing. So yesterday I was a speaker at a wellness event and I listened in on the 2 days of presentations. And we talked about some of the qualities that a company should have in order to take care of their employees. You know, employee wellness. What are the challenges with that? And what do people need? And are people, you know, able to ask for those needs in a time of uncertainty? But I think that if you really delve into what people need right now, it is connection. It is having the ability to talk with someone or not actually have to be on a Zoom meeting, you know, 24/7. I think that one thing that I would bring up is remote co-working, where you might have a partner on a screen with you or even on just a Google Meets where you can actually talk and work on something together. I mean, there's, you know, networking tools out there that you can do that, but it's, you know, not just having Zoom meetings where you might have a number of people on. And I will tell you the challenges that I have found with Zoom, and I do a lot of training by Zoom, is that there are a large number of people that do not turn on their camera. Now, I will tell you that some people have laptops and computers that do not have cameras. So it's that, you know, ability to have the technology to be able to do some of the things that I'm talking about, because, you know, you have to think about the people that you're meeting with that are the introverts, not like me, who is a 110% extrovert. You've got people who are very comfortable in their office, not having to face people on a daily basis. The setting for them is fabulous, but how do you connect with those people? You know, do you ask them, you know, on a call, well, I understand that your camera's off, but can you, you know, show us a picture of your cat as an example? You know, break that ice with them, because it is easy to just stay in your pajamas all day, not brush your hair, grab a cup of coffee and get on a Zoom. But I think that we have to, you know, consider fun in these intense meetings that happen online. And sometimes these meetings are long. And I will admit it's hard to keep my attention on a meeting if I'm not the one speaking. So my advice to you is, you know, making team building virtually a part of every meeting, if you are meeting with your workers and coworkers on a regular basis. You know, it can be, a mini scavenger hunt. Everybody has to find something on their desk from a list. I actually have seen where a team actually had show and tell. You had to pick something that was within reach of you, and you had to tell something about you through that item. I also am doing a meeting this evening for a large group of parents of multiples. I have twins, so I'm a part of this national organization called Mother Multiples of America. And we are having a state meeting here in the state of South Carolina tonight and tomorrow. And tonight, we are having a Zoom bingo party. But every single person who signed up for that received a package in the mail with the bingo card, the agenda for the weekend, and a little packet of Skinnies so they can make their own cocktail or non-cocktail and join us during the Zoom meeting. Find that connection. And then you have to really kind of start thinking about, when are we going to have face-to-face meetings again? What do we have to do to get there? So think about some planned things that you can do, that you let your team know you're going to do it. Another example would be to have a book club or a journal club, where when a journal comes out, someone reads an article in that journal and shares it with everyone if it's pertinent. I mean, working in the world of compliance, I could see that happening with the Compliance Today journal and reading the article in it that's pertinent to the group and sharing it with everyone. You know, and then sometimes it's just asking, you know, quirky questions. You plan it ahead, but you always know you're going to do something. And it's, you know, it's things like, you know, how many of you had ice cream in the last 24 hours? Or, you know, how many of you know how to say thank you in a different language and go around and have everyone do it? Those are kind of planned events that you can put on your calendar. You can put on your meeting agendas and people know it's coming. And they then can start planning that there are going to be team building events that are set, and that you're going to break the ice and people are going to actually share. And then you can also have those spontaneous outreach events where something happens and you just go off and ask something. And I've seen that happen when something happens on a call where, you know, it prompts the leader to do something. So one thing that happened a couple weeks ago when I was on a call, the person that was on the call didn't turn off their cell phone, and it went off in the middle of the cell phone, and her ringer was the song Footloose by Kenny Loggins. Now, I had my camera on. There were a number of us on, but I was the only one that jumped up out of my seat and started dancing. Well, that prompted people to turn their camera on spontaneously, and then in about a 30-second time point, everybody was either on screen or dancing, and we were all laughing and giggling and cutting up. And at that point in time, the whole dynamic of the meeting changed, and that became a different meeting. How many of you have virtual meetings or conference calls with your team member? Think about something you can do planned, or something you can do just at the last minute or on a wing, and go for it. Spontaneously, have a little fun. In light of where we are with the pandemic, and there are still some people that are not vaccinated, and people are still a little scared, and policies and procedures from institutional guidelines are keeping people, you know, at home, thinking about how to get your team engaged and talking will help the entire team. Team bonding is important. Your workplace is the people. Your workplace is all about your people. And the challenges that we're facing, because we are physically isolated from our coworkers, has really made that difficult in trying to navigate some barriers that have come up as a result of not being in an office. Remember to stay connected. Your team, if you are the leader, needs that. If you are not the leader and you are finding that working the way you are having to work is very challenging, talk to your supervisor and ask if there are some things that can be done to achieve some deeper bonds considering the environment that you're in. This emotional distance and isolation is uncomfortable for some. For someone like me, it has not been a great environment because I thrive on being with other people. But if you have brought new people in, it's a challenge to get them involved in the team. It's a challenge because they haven't met people. There's no human interaction with virtual work. You want to make that new person feel like a part of the community. That is an extreme challenge with the working scenarios that we are actually in right now. A study by remote.com found that 87% of more remote workers feel connected through the use of video conferencing if you do some team building. Take that chemistry of people who work together and make it work to make your team more engaged. It's almost like if you've got five individuals on a team, we are all stranded on a desert island. And how would we work together on that island if we had to figure out a way to get off the island? This reminds me of Gilligan's Island for some of you who are old enough to know what that show was and who was on it. But you want to create that competition and excitement with your people, especially if you've got new people that need to be engaged with the team. And another piece of advice I would give you is do not forget the person who is the introvert, who lives alone, who might just be one happy camper right now, because they are not having to deal with being around people. And sometimes there are individuals who would be very happy in that situation. So think about the unorthodox ways you can have positive energy for your teams. You want to enhance the social relationships between people who right now are not in the same location. You've been listening to Kelly to the Core. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.